Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey, and we are on Ayin Dalad Mavez as we finish up the ninth parak of Masecha Shabbos, parak Rabbi Akiva, and get into parak HaMatznia, the tenth parak. So we are on the Mishnah, last Mishnah here in this parak, Ayin Dalad Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says here, Hamotzi, we're still in issues of Hotza'a, says the Mishnah. Hamotzi Kupas Harochlin. Somebody takes out a box. Imagine somebody has a little tray, but with wall, with a rim, and there's a couple of spices in the tray. So I carry out the tray, and the question is, how many am I going to be chayav? I'm taking out many different spice boxes, the malacha of hotzah, but they're all in one tray, one box. Hamotzi kubas rochlin. Even though there are many different types of minim in there, it's one otza, it's one mice otza, even though I'm taking out many different types of spices, it's one otza. Zerune gina, if I carry out zerune, seeds that are meant to be planted. So that does not go by the shear of food, because they're meant to be planted. So pachas bika grogaris. Grogaris is the usual shear for food. But this is going to be less than a grogaris because it is less than, it's not meant to be food. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Omer Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says even a smaller shear, even just five seeds. Five seeds itself is going to be something chashuv, and therefore you'd be chayav for that. Zera kishuin, shnayim. Planting a cucumber, two. Zera diluin, a gourd, shnayim. Zera pola mitzri, shnayim. All of these are very significant by themselves. Even just two seeds is going to be chayav for hotza'a. Chagav chai, kol shehu, a live chagav, grasshopper, a live chagav, so that's kalshu, any tiny amount is going to be chayav. Why any tiny amount, even a tiny, very small one? Because, as we'll see, that's good for a toy. A child will play with a live grasshopper, and any tiny amount is, a child's not going to complain. If it's a big one or a small one, it's going to be a good one to play with, and therefore kalshu. Mace, but if it's a dead grasshopper, as we'll see, a kosher dead grasshopper, then that's food. Then kagrogaris, then that would be the size of the shear of food, which is a grogaris. Tzipores karamim, which is a type of grasshopper. Tzipores karamim, the bird of the vineyard, as it's translated, but some type of grasshopper. Ben chaya, ben mesa, kolshu. Then any tiny amount will also be chaya for a hotzah. Ben shem asidos al refuah, because that's used for medicinal purposes. Even a tiny amount would be used. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, avamotzi chag of chay tamei kolshu, even a live, non-kosher chagav, that also would be good, would be kolshu, as we said, because a child will play with that, even a non-kosher one. Kosher or non-kosher, Rabbi Yehuda says, and therefore, we'll see what the Gemara says about that, but that's why you're chayav for any tiny amount. Good. Says the Gemara, v'kasha ilu hotzi v'hotzi behelem echad, klumu chayav ela echad. One sec, what did the Mishnah say? If I carry out this box with a bunch of spices in it, I'm only chayav one. Says the Gemara, is that obvious? What if I carry them out separately, one after another, in one helem? You'll only be chayav one, right? It's doing the same malacha five times within one forgetting. So you'll only be chayav one. So what's the chiddush? So here, if you carry all of them at once, of course you're only going to be chayav one. Klumu chayav ela echad, that's it's obvious. So Gemara answers, maybe the chiddush is according to Lami Nitzrcha l'Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, right? We had Rabbi Eliezer a few weeks ago. Rabbi Eliezer from the Mishnah in Krisus. Rabbi Eliezer compares Hilchas Shabbos to Hilchas Nida. And Rabbi Eliezer said, if somebody is with a Nida a number of times in one Helim, he's chayav for each and every Maisa Bia. So the Gemara says, just like maybe every Maisa Bia, maybe you would have thought every spice is its own separate Malacha. Shalot Tamar, Minim Harbe, Ye Asu, Ki Ha'alemos Harbe. You might think different types are like different ha'alemos, different forgettings. You might have thought you're chayav on each and every one. That's why I learned from our Mishnah that according to Balazar, even if Nida is going to be separated, but this is not going to be separated. This is the Gemara. This is the Yerushalmi here. If you look in the Bavli does not have this discussion, right? The Mishnah on Daf Tzadi has the Mishnah in the Bavli, and then Tosfos asked the question that the Yerushalmi here asks. But the Bavli doesn't ask it. Tosfos, Tema, to my Kamashbalon. Tosfos, Shabbos Tatsati. My Kamashbalon. Pshita, afilu behotzi v'chazer v'chotzi yinochai v'la'achas, k'mo b'katzar v'chazer v'katzar. Right, just like harvesting. If you harvest three times in a row within one helim, so too, hotzav, v'koshke b'basachas, afilu Rav Yosef, de mechayiv aliba, de Rabbi Eliezer, and even Rav Yosef, who says, Rabbi Lazar is chayiv b'katzar v'chazer v'katzar, potza achas, pshita the potter, v'tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam gives a different answer than what our Gemara gives. Our Gemara says, even the Rabbi Lazar, even though Rabbi Lazar is going to be chayiv, even though by Nida he says separately. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Demairi kigoche nodalo al min ze vinis kaper, the chazer v'nodalo al min acher." I don't know. Somehow somebody finds out that, oh, I didn't realize that it was Shabbos and it was a malacha to carry out the pepper. So he brings a carbon for that, and then after he brings the carbon, he finds out, oh, I didn't know you're not allowed to carry out cumin. And he finds out after he has kapara for one spice, he finds it for the other one. So then you might think, well, I brought the first one only for this specific spice, not the others. Afilu hachi patur, tavi akol kamo davar echad, because that's all one. That's a chiddush gadol. That's a chiddush gadol. He was already niskaper. He was already niskaper for the first one. You really might have thought you'd bring a separate karbon, because he didn't have that in mind yet. He had in mind hotzah, but he didn't have in mind hotzah for this item. So that's a big chiddush that Rabbeinu Tam says. Then Tosfos continues and notes, I think some of the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi. I don't know if it's Tosfos here, but the other, so, oh yeah, V'ri matza b'Yerushalmi. The end of the Tosfos. The Ri found in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks this question. Ilo hotzi votzi klum, hu chayev eno el achas, lo nezuk al erbalazar, shlota rabbinim harbi, yasu kailabas harbi, yechayev alavaz, kamash malan. Pierce the Saga Daitach, the Mina Machalkim, Kadab Rabbi Yeshua, Tamchuyi Machalkim, Mi Yuhavi Lahazki Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, interesting that the Bavli does not have this discussion, and the Rabbeinu Tam gives a different answer than what the Yerushalmi gives. And the Tosfos says, the Ri found this Yerushalmi. Well, Rabbeinu Tam didn't like this answer. Rabbeinu Tam wanted to give an answer according to Lachaladeus, right? Not just according to Rabbi Lazar. Good. Says the Gemara, Zerone Gina. Zerone gina pachos mika gogoris. So again, the seeds, tiny little seeds that are planted, even less than a gogoris, because it's not meant to for food. So therefore, it goes by whatever shear is significant to the person. Mesera omer chamisha, five seeds. My time to Yehuda Mesera. What's the reason for Yehuda Mesera? Even five seeds. So he says, well, don't you remember the Mishnah earlier in our parak? Shkein darkan lihizara baruga. That's as many as you could plant in one small area. And therefore, five is significant. Remember, we had the five, four on each side, and one in the middle. So there's significance even to one little area, which is five seeds. Zera kishu in shnayim, zera dilu in shnayim, zera bola mitzvi shnayim, tni chitim madios shnayim. Even Midian wheat seeds or kernels, those are also two. Wow, really? Wheat? Wheat, you usually eat them. Don't you usually eat them? And therefore, it should be a bigger shear. Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, chitin, I day, shein chavivos, asu asun kishar zeroni gina, sheinam ne'achalin. Because they're very beloved. They are chaviv. Therefore, we make them, like the inedible seeds of zeroni gila, which are not usually eaten. So again, chitin, but even though they're usually eaten, but here, because they're so chaviv, even small amounts are going to have significance. Again, we mentioned this, but I'll mention it again now, because this is a context. This is a example of the principle of achshave, where a person can take something that inherently is not objectively valuable in the context that it is, and I can give it value, and I can give it value, and in halacha, then, I can decide. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says in our context, Rashi, at the beginning of the next parak, actually, Rashi and Hamatzniya, we'll get to it a little bit later, where if somebody themselves thinks that, I don't know, they're a collector of tiny little things, and they put it away for, you know, safekeeping, and then they carry it out on Shabbos, so then they're going to be chayiv, because they have shown with their actions and their das that they think this is significant. The first Rashi, the next parak, Hamatzniya b'kol shehu, deha achshave. Because a person can be machshav something and give it halachic significance. If I, think that something is very special, even if halacha says, even though most people don't, I could view it that way. Rashi says, the Torah sometimes is machshav an event. Remember Rashi in Beit Sadaf Chav Zayin, burning, Truma Temeah on Yontif. even though you have the principle of mitoch and you're allowed to burn, but this type of burning, because it's a mitzvah, the Torah is machshavit. HaTorah achshavei lahavarason. That's the language of the Rashi in Beitza. Sometimes you could have an act that has added significance, and therefore it's going to take upon himself a recognition midaraisa. The Chacham Svi in Sibin Peivav adds on. We mentioned this difficult Chacham Svi in a certain sense because the Chacham Svi gives a svar for the Isra of Chatzishir. Chatzishir is also in Torah. We paskan according to Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And the Gemara gives two different svaras for why, if I eat a half a kezias of a not kosher item, I'm going to be chayev. The Gemara gives two different sources. Number one, it's a pasuk, kol chaylev, any amount of chaylev, any amount of non-kosher fat, I'm going to be chayev, even chatzishir, number one, or chazilis terufe, because it's ra'oi to combine with another chatzishir. And therefore, this itself has significance. We spoke in the Lundus about that. Is that a siman or a siba? Right, let's say it's impossible to be chazilis terufe. The last minute of Pesach, eat a half a kezias of chametz. So is that going to be, it's not chazilis terufe literally, but do you say, well, no, the fact that it can be means that it itself has significance. The Chacham Svi gives a third, unless you say, just thinking right now, unless you say this is how the Chacham Svi understands chazilis terufe, right? Because it's able to be combinable, that itself gives it chashivas. He doesn't say that though, beferish. But the Chacham Svi in Siman Peivav, if you remember, is talking about the context of Chatzi Shir, where there is, by Nani Suri Achila, like Bal Yerah Bayimatze. Is there Chatzi Shir by Bal Yerah Bayimatze? So the Chacham Svi assumes there is not. There is not. There's some Rishonim say there is, because of its connection to Isur Achila, which is interesting. That the Isur Chametz, we know, has three Isurim. You can't eat it, you can't get benefit from it, and you can't have it in your house. But some Rishonim have a connection between two out of those three. Right, the Ran on the first daf of Pesachim says you're not allowed to have it in your house because you might come to eat it. Right, Siyag Daraisa. But I think the Maram Chalava somewhere in Pesachim says, well, maybe the shear for Bal Yerah Bayimatze is even Pachos Bikazayis, because after all the Isra Achila is even Pachos Bikazayis because of Chatzishir Asa Ben HaTorah. So he has that line comparing them. But the Chacham Svi says no. Dafka, when do you say Chatzishir Asa Ben HaTorah? Dafka ba'osa ma'isa shemach shivo la'oso pachos be'chatzishir. If you do an action, if you show that you think this Chatzishir is significant, so if you eat it, if I eat a half a kezias of non-kosher, I'm showing that it's significant. I'm having a ma'isa achila, and that's all I'm eating, so it shows it's significant. Aval b'cha be'is pachos be'kezias, but if I just leave over a half a kezias in my house, I didn't show at all that I think that's special and significant. I just left it in my house. And therefore, says the Chacham Svi, Manicho bebeiso ve'enu mavaro, kiva she'enu osa davar shemarabo shemach shivo, lo amrinan be'i chazi le'itztarufe. So we don't say chazi le'itztarufe in that case, because you didn't show that you are treating it as significant. So that's another example of chazi le'itztarufe. So you have it here, Chacham Svi pevav, you have Rashi in Beis Adav Chavzayin, you have Rashi in Shabbos Dav Tzadi, right? Three places where we see this principle of taking something that is inherently insignificant and giving it halachic significance. Good. You can have achshavei kind of by actions too. You could get a different type of achshavei, and you might not use the lashon of achshavei really there, but sometimes I could treat a certain act as normal, even though it's not really normal, right? Hotzah, we're talking about. Right, the Gemara talks about in Parak HaMatznia. We'll talk about it. Tosfos, the Rishonim talk about it. What if I carry something on my head going outside of my house? So that's very unusual for me. Right, it's very abnormal. But there are people that carry things on their head, and it's even normal. Right, just last week, one of my kids did a half marathon, and there's this famous guy. He's called the Pineapple Guy. Right, he runs all these marathons with a pineapple on his head. Right, and that's a thing. That's his thing now. But he runs and he walks quickly, so it's normal for him. Right, hotzah. So he's machshiv, so to speak, that type of action. And halacha has what to say about when do we say butla daito etzel kol adam? When do we say that no, what you're doing is significant? Are you a whole population or are you just one person who is doing something unusual? That's a kind of achshavei. Also, can you give an activity the status of something normal, or do you say that, no, that's for sure a shinoi. That's for sure a shinoi. But most achshaveis are about an item, like here, we have an item of the chitim. The chitim and the others as well. Okay, let's get into grasshoppers. Chagav chai kol shehu. Meis kagogris. A live grasshopper is kol shehu. The shear is any tiny amount, but a dead one is a kogris because that turns it to food. Hada da damar betohar. So that's only by kosher grasshoppers. That's what the shear is a grogris. But a non-kosher grasshopper, which is not going to be eaten by a Jew, goes by, you're going to feed it to your dog. So as much as a dog would eat. We'll talk about grasshoppers more soon. Let's continue. Tziporis krumim. If you have this other type of tziporis krumim, another type of grasshopper, any tiny amount, you're going to be chayav for. Why? Because that's used for medicinal purposes. It's used for medicine. Amar of Acha, Shekain, Isha Stifa, Mosheches Mimena, Vimis Rapa. Because it's used for Isha Stifa, some type of illness. The carbonatus is Min Choli. Some type of illness, she is Moshech. She smears it. I guess the liquid that could come out of it. Mosheches Mimena, Vimis Rapa. And she could get a Refua based on that. Taman Amrin, over there in Bavel, they said, Man deboi nifrosh bin derech eretz. Someone who wants to separate from derech eretz. What does that mean? So most assume that means derech eretz is a euphemism for having children. Somebody wants to stay away from derech eretz means if somebody wants a little birth control and wants to have a temporary type of serus, so to speak. Somebody wants effect of that. The Karbat Eda has a totally different shot. He has two tratim. The second daya is, Sherotze Shalo Yisavil Anashim. Should take away his taiva for women and therefore, for a type of birth control, so to speak. The first daya though, he has, no, but Bari Nifrosh. You want to separate from the world, you just want to be Osik Patorah V'mitzvos. Or you want to separate. Mi Shehu Rotze Lifrosh Me Iske Olam Valios Chacham Batorah. Okay, that's the other shot. Okay, but either way, if somebody wants to do this, Achil palga v'shavik palga. You should eat half of this tziporis krumim. Half of this grasshopper will help you out with what you want to do, and save the other half. Don't eat all at once. Eat half, and why do you want to eat save the other half? Because you don't want to make yourself sterile for the rest of your life. So if you only eat half of it, you'll have a temporary miyut on your taival anashim, says the carbonate, and then you'll eat the other half and you go back to normal. So achil palga v'shavik palga. Shell small usser, but don't eat the left side first, because that's dangerous. Don't eat the left side of the tziporis krumim first, because then you'll be it'll be a permanent effect if you eat the left side first. So if shell yamin mutter, eat the right side first, and then save the left side. The problem is avad kol shehu, if you lose any little amount of the left side before you eat it, chaser kol shehu, if a piece gets lost. Ain't lo takan alamis, then you're done. Then there's no way that, some medicines you can't live with, you can't live without. So you're gonna have half of this, but if you don't take the other part of the medicine, then it's gonna just make things worse. Ketzedu, what should you do to keep it, to preserve it? Amr Yossi Barbun, Yavle goes lochas dvash, put it in honey. Put it in honey, and then it'll stay, honey, grasshoppered honey. And keep it in there, and then I guess you'll take it out, and it'll be good for you to have the other half. Interesting that it's a temporary state. Is there anything wrong halachically with this? Doesn't sound like way from the Gemara. So again, there's nothing physical. Yeah, person is not physically mutilating, right? It's not serious castration. But if somebody is allowed to be, and also the way that it's being done, it seems like it's more of a mutaiva, right? It's not something physical that's going on within the male, body, but it's just a certain taiva limiting it. But again, it's not good to not have that taiva always, right? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and in Sukkah, where the Gemara talks about, the Yetzer Hara for Arias. Yetzer Hara for Arias. Samach Dalid Amid Aleph in the Bavli. That's what the Gemara says, wonders, how is it that we don't have a taiva to bow down to trees anymore? There's so much. You read Sefer Malachim, they couldn't stop. Right? How many kings were there? They couldn't get rid of this. They couldn't get rid of the Bamas. They couldn't. You think that we understand certain taivas, but taiva for money and taiva for women and that, but a taiva for bowing down to a totem pole. So the Gemara says, well, they got rid of that Yetzahara. So that's what we can't understand. Remember the Gemara also, right? Ravashi was going to give a shir and Menashe appeared to him in a dream. If you lived in my day, you would be running after my coattails. running after the Avodah Zarah. So how is it? So the Gemara says, well, they got rid of it, right? They davened, and then a lion of fire came out of the Kodesh Kadashim, and the Navi says, oh, Zeo Yitzra da Avodah Zarah. And they grabbed it, and they locked it up, and there was no more Yitzra da Avodah Zarah. Then they said, okay, it's an Eis Ratzon. Let's get rid of the next Avodah Zarah, the Yitzhara. So they caught the Yitzhara for Arias. Arias. They put it away, and they realized there were no eggs laid that day. And the world can't function without a little taiva, without a little, and therefore they had to let it free. So they blinded it, which the Rashi explains, which limited it. A person doesn't have a taiva for Arias of their relatives, but it's weaker now. But either way, so person shouldn't do this forever. That's not the way of the world. So in la takana alamis, one should be careful if one uses this, the side effects of the tziporis krumim. Be careful about that. Good, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ava Mosi Chagav Chaitame Kalshu. Rabbi Yehuda says, even a live non-kosher Chagav is okay, meaning any tiny amount is going to be Chayav because it's used as a toy. Hatar, but a kosher one, Ben Chay Ben Meiske Gogris. But Masra for Rabbi Yehuda sounds like, we're not being so medactic with the word af here, but Rabbi Yehuda says that if you carry out a live non-kosher one, it's any amount. But the Gemara is bedayik, but a kosher one, the shear is going to be a grogris. Shear is going to be a grogris. Even if it's alive. Alive or dead. Dead is a grogris because it's food. Kosher grasshopper. But the chiddush of the Gemara now, we're being bedayik from Yehuda, that a live one also, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda kedaite. Rabbi Yehuda is l'shitasa. Rabbi Yehuda omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, ochlin tahorin. We're going to change the girsa, right? Or not explain the girsa. Eim esakin behem. You can't play with food. Can't play with food. It's a bizoyan ochlin. And therefore, if you have a kosher live grasshopper, that's potential food. And therefore, you want to give it to your kid to play with. And that's why only the dead ones go by the shear for kosher. You're going to give it to your child. But the kosher ones, which are potential food, so that goes by the shear of grogaris, because we don't assume that you're going to play with it or give it, because you're not allowed to play with food. It's a bizoyan of ochlin. That's the language of the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, right? Kiva the Chazi laOchel Bizoyin Ochlinu. Says the Gemara, really? You don't play with any type of food or bird. Vaksiv Hatesachik Bo Kitzipor Pasuk in Eov. At the end of Eov, remember the entire Sefer of Eov. Eov is wondering, like Tzadik Varala, why is this all happening to me? And all of his friends go through a couple of rounds of talking to him and Bildad and so far and at least right all that till the end of the Sefer. The end of the Sefer finally. What Eov wants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. And Hashem does not give him an answer explicitly. Or he does, but just not. But Hashem just describes one of the most beautiful descriptions of the entire universe. Eov, were you there when the world was created and the sun and the moon and the stars? And were you there when I was with the Leviathan? And were you there? And then Eov is happy with all that. So all the Mepharshim wonder, like, what was the answer? Hashem was just basically saying, Eov, it's beyond you. And once Eov knew that Hashem said that to him explicitly, he had nechama. Different pshatim, exactly what the answer was. But this is one of those psukim towards the end of Eov. Hatasachikbo, did you play with the Livyasan? Like a bird? Like a bird, but what is the you? What is that mashma? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky assumes that isn't the Livyasan a kosher bird? And you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays with the Leviathan. The Gemara Avodah Zarah talks about it. And yet, it's going to be food in the future, right, by that Suda with the Leviathan. So you see, what do you play with some food sometimes, right? So the Gemara answers, Lo heter min klal iserhu. No. Maybe the Leviathan is Asur. It's just going to become Mutter in the future. Who says it's Mutter now? It's going to become Mutter. Right now, it's not food. It says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Svirale de Leviathan be'emez dag tamehu. No, really, maybe. It's a machlokis in Chazal. But according to this day, no, maybe the Leviathan is a non-kosher live marine animal. Ela hutar l'suda l'tzadikim horasha. But it's going to be mutter for the tzadikim. I mean, what, you need to serve something. What are you going to serve that's big enough for all the tzadikim in history of the world? You got to have the Leviathan. So that's what the Gemara says, that no, really, Rabbi Yehuda is right. You can't play with food. But this isn't food, the Levi Asar, because it's going to be, it's not kosher right now. Vaksiv Kitzipar, but doesn't the Pasuk say, compare it to a bird, a tzipar is a kosher bird. Amar Metanya, Mikivan Shehi, Mechusaris, Shchita, Kitmeahi. Since a live bird requires shchita, it's considered not kosher, so to speak. Meaning the iser of bizui ochlin won't apply, because right now you still have to do shchita to it. It's not going to be called a kosher bird. Masha enkein, by grasshoppers. There's no shchita required by grasshoppers. And therefore, by all grasshoppers, even live grasshoppers, he says you have a lot to play with, because you don't need shchita. Right? That is, again, we don't have time to go into it now, but that is a very interesting discussion about fish and grasshoppers. I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shechita, Dagim vechagavim einan tzrichim shechita. The Rambam says fish and grasshoppers don't need shechita. So the Rambam could have just said that. Okay, don't need shechita, so just go enjoy. The Rambam adds a line. Ela asifasan hi materasosan. The gathering of the fish and grasshoppers, that's what's matir it. It sounds like from the Rambam, Achronim or Medayik, that you still need a maisa hamateras. By fish and grasshoppers. You just don't need shchita. You need asifa. Asifa. L'may nafgamina, what happens if the fish dies in the water? Is that kosher? A kosher fish dies in the water. Can I take it out and eat it? Or does the maisa asifa have to be its shchita? And therefore, when you take it out, that's Rav Sadyagon. Rav Sadyagon, the Kesef Mishnah here quotes Rav Sadyagon, who says that if a fish dies, it's not kosher. It also needs a act of asifa, and asifa has to be what kills the fish, right? Or what kills the, whatever, the grasshopper. But that's not what the Rambam says, and that's what we're Rishonim assume. We assume that, no, the Rambam doesn't really mean that, you know, the asifa has to be what kills it. The Rambam continues, Harehu omer, atzonu bakar yishachet lohem u'matzah lohem. Im is kodegei ayam yisonu matzah lohem. Asifas dogim kishchitas bakar vatzon. Ubechagavim ne'amar osef hachasil basifa levada. Lefichach. In mace me'aleim betoch hamayim mutarim, says the Rambam. It's mutter. If they died in the water, it's mutter. You don't have to shecht it or to kill it. And then the Rambam adds, umutter lachem chayim. You can eat them live. And the Magen Mishnah says, what? What about batashaksu? Maybe just mitzad hilchos kashrus. You can eat them live. But not mitzad anything more than that. So that is a very alumdish discussion about the asifa, the machlokas, Rav Sadyagon, where the Kesef Mishnah there quotes Rav Sadyagon and the other Rishonim, but we're not going to get into that now. Also, playing with the Leviathan is a great sugya. Beginning of Avodah Zarah talks about that, but we don't have time for that right now either. Hadra Allah Perak Rabbi Akiva says the Gemara now, Habasiya Lazara Ludugma Lerfua. If somebody is matzniya, meaning somebody is very makbid, and wants to save a little seed for planting, or ledugma, to show it to a customer, or for refuah. Hotzi, votzio b'Shabbos, if that person, who is matznia, he takes it out on Shabbos, chayev ala b'koshu. He's going to be chayev for any tiny little amount. The Pnei Moshe here quotes the Bavli, who says, the chiddush is, even if you're matznia it, and then one day, and then a week later you carry it out and you forgot why it's significant to you, but once you did a maisa that shows significance, it's already considered chashiv to you, and therefore once you carry it out, it's going to be chayiv. V'kalada mean chayiv and love elak, but everyone else who is not a matzniya is only going to be chayiv for the shear, the larger shear. Chazer v'chniso, what if you then took it back in, eno chayiv elak shiiro? Then even the matzniya is only going to be chayiv for its shear. We'll see in the Gemara why that is. Right? If you brought it, after you took it out, you brought it back in, then you're going to go back to the regular shiur. Hamasiel azer v'chulur, Rabbi Yirmiyam, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, bai. So he asked the question. Masiel azer v'chulur, is our Mishnah only according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda amar uman bu'umnaso chayiv. We have this twice already in this Pesachta. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an uman is chayiv for carrying out in his normal way. Let's say, I don't know, a tailor carries out, remember with the needle on his shirt, and somebody else carries out with a pen over his ear, whatever it might be. An uman, a craftsman, he could carry out in the normal way, and he's going to be chayiv for that. Even though everyone else who carries in that way, it's not going to be chayiv. So you see from Rabbi Yehuda, somebody who makes something, who doesn't act, could be machshiv a certain way, and it's not batal and got to be everybody else. So the same thing with our Mishnah, the matznia. The matznia does something in his machshiv, an item, and he's not batal. You don't say batal daito is a kol adam. So is our Mishnah only according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because maybe the Chachamim elsewhere say, no, batal daito, if you carry it out in an unusual way, even if it's normal for you, it's not going to be significant. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara First, Rabbi Yosef Bachanina asked that, is that according to Rabbi Yehuda? Also, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Bachanina, Rabbi Yehuda, he made it as a statement. It is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a question of, is this? But it's a statement, so it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bachanina, lo asya, ella ledigma, lo asya, this is going on the second line of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that when you take it back inside, you're not chayiv anymore for the tiny amount. You're only chayiv for the larger amount. That's only talking about one of the items on the list of the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said, Zera Dugma Refua. So, only Ledigma or Ledugma. Shekfar Nispayis Alokeach. You take out a tiny little thing to show a customer. Once you showed the customer and the customer agreed, then this has no use for you anymore. That's why it goes back to the larger shear on the way back in. Shekfar Nispayis Alokeach. But the other two on the list, the other two on the list are still significant even on the way back in. And therefore, you're still going to be chayev for kol shehu. Period. What happens if, like the second case, maybe, of the Mishnah, one person is matznia it, Reuven is matznia it because he wants to plant it. And then Shimon carries it out. So, what about that case? Machlokas. Pater, Rishon ben Elazar Mechayev. Machlokas. Manakaimen, what are we talking about? What's the case where it's Reuven's seed, but Shimon carries it out? Im bishotzio midas hasheni. If Shimon is carrying out for his own das, Reuven didn't tell him to carry it out. Divrei Yaakov pater. Obviously it's pater because he's not the matznia. Im bishotzio midas harishon. And if Shimon is carrying out because Reuven asked him to carry him out, so that divrei Yaakov chayev, then everybody should agree. Chayev because he's carrying out for Reuven. And therefore, but Shimon's going to be chayev. Shimon's going to be chayev, right? Ein shleich l'dvar avera. Even though he's carrying out for Reuven, Shimon's going to be chayev here. Say ela kena non kaimin b'stam. Must be the machlokas is where he didn't specify. He's carrying out b'stam. Rabbanan amri chazaka midas hasheni yotzio. Rabbanan say, if I'm carrying something out and he didn't ask me to, I'm b'stam. I'm carrying it out for myself. And therefore, pater. Shimon Elazar omer chazaka midas rishon yotzio. Shimon Elazar says it's the other guy's seed. You must be carrying it out for him. And therefore, chayiv. Because of that stoma, you're going to be chayiv a karban. If you did a pishogig, pishogig is be chayiv a karban based on the chazaka. Are we mechayiv karbanos based on chazakis and umdinas? We could ask the guy also. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't talk about that, but, he can make up anything afterwards. Okay. But, maybe they're showing to deal with that. Mishnah, hamosi ochlam nasan alas kupa. I carry out food. And like we had earlier, I put it on, well, we'll get to a few, but carry out food and I put it on the threshold, right, in between the house and the street. This is a karmelis. A karmelis, what's the definition of a karmelis? It's an area that's at least 4x4 tefachim, and it's between height off the ground between 3 and 9 tefachim. Less than 3 tefachim from the ground is called ground. Above 9 tefachim, 10 tefachim is called rishus hayachid, right? So it's between 3 and 9 tefachim, 4x4 wide. So if I put it on there, so it's a separate reshus, bein shachadav otziyah, bein shotziyin, acher, pater, b'dei shloasa, malata basachas. If I then pick it up from the karmelis, and then I bring it out, I'm gonna be pater. So I didn't do an act from reshus rabban to reshus yachid, or vice versa. I had a break in the middle. So I did 2 drabanans. I did two isur drabanans, but I didn't do a daraisa. Kupa shi malaya peros. What if I have, like we had before, you have a whole box with a couple of fruit in it. Unasuna alis go bachitzona, and I put it on the outer threshold. So a lot of it is kind of in the street. But still, Alabisha Rova appears to be bachutz, even though let's say I have, I don't know, cucumbers and zucchini and most of it is sticking outside. But because some of it is still inside, I did not do a full Maisa Hotza. Pater Ashiyoti has called a kupa, and I'll be pater until I carry out the entire kupa. I did not do a Maisa of Hotza. Okay, we'll stop here by the show. We'll continue in the 10th parak here on the Masechta Shabbos.